I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. First up, the Florida RV Super Show has concluded in Tampa. It's an event that many use as a bit of a litmus test for the coming year of RV sales. Attendance was 70,100 people, as reported by RV Business, up slightly from last year's 68,000. The record set in 2022 was 80,000. I think the weather affects RV show attendance dramatically, so I'm not in the camp of relying on attendance as a predictor of what's to come, but it does seem that most brands are pretty optimistic about how sales at the show went. I know it seems like brands would just pay lip service to sales at the show, but that's not been my experience. The folks I talk to are often very candid about performance at shows, and I'm hearing positive things about Tampa, mostly in the motorhome and high-end fifth wheel segments. But of course, that's all anecdotal. The Chicago RV show also closed recently, setting a record for attendance, increasing by 20% compared to last year. We already have a lot of coverage of the Florida show out. Our previous news episode shared all of the brand overhauls and debuts that we were able to see at the show. And on the RV Miles podcast, Abby and I shared our takeaways from the show. It does seem to be really a sea change year for RV design, with many brands overhauling from the ground up. I hope you'll check that episode out as well, and there's plenty more coverage to come. One of the biggest pieces of news that happened during the show wasn't from the fairgrounds at all, but from auto manufacturer Honda. Honda revealed that it's been working on a prototype of a travel trailer called the Base Station at the company's U.S. research and development centers in Los Angeles and Ohio. Designed with modularity and integrated smart technology, the Base Station prototype is designed to be towed behind many of the most popular vehicles in America. Of course, Honda wants you to tow it behind their vehicles, according to the press release. The Base Station will fit in a standard residential garage or parking space. Five large side windows allow for plenty of natural light and can be removed and replaced with what Honda calls accessories, but what most of us RV owners would call essentials, like an air conditioner, an outdoor kitchen, or a shower. It's a pop-up trailer, and with the top-up, you get 7 feet of stand-up space. It can sleep a family of four with a large futon-style couch that folds out to provide a queen-size sleeping area, and then there's an optional kid's bunk bed. So I know a lot of people are hot on this idea of automobile manufacturers disrupting the RV space. That idea has been exciting to a lot of folks, but this is essentially a pop-up camper. And the pop-up market is nearly gone. The RV industry only sells about 3,500 pop-up campers a year, half of what they sold pre-pandemic. It's 1% of the RV market. And the projected price point of the base camp is anywhere between $17,000 and $50,000. And I'm sure they'll find some buyers, but if it lands near the middle of that price range, and then you have to add on a kitchen module or an air conditioner module, etc., I think it's going to be a tough sell, if it makes it to the market at all. I'd love to know your thoughts in the comments. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by eTrailer. Ever feel like finding the right RV part is like searching for a needle in a haystack? Enter eTrailer.com. Whether you're puzzled about which product is right for you or how to install it, eTrailer has you covered. Their U.S.-based customer service is available by chat or phone 7 days a week, and with expert Q&As, helpful articles, and tons of reviews and install videos, you'll tackle any RV problem with confidence. eTrailer strives to get their hands on everything they sell, and their website is full of overviews, reviews, buying guides, and tutorials. And it's not just RV parts. It's towing and vehicle accessories, camping supplies, and more. Head to the link in the description to get free shipping on orders over $99. Wholesale warehouse giant Costco is getting into the RV business. Just like you can get a discount on a car if you're a member, you're going to be able to get a discount on an RV as well. But you're going to have to go through RV dealership conglomerate Camping World to get it. And interestingly, this partnership wasn't announced with a big press release. It's just quietly appeared on Costco's auto program site, where members can now search eligible trailers, fifth wheels, and van campers at Camping World locations. Camping World agrees to offer what it calls the lowest advertised price, meaning the lowest price they're already showing online or in print, and then Costco members receive an additional discount on top of that price. Costco also says members will be assigned a Camping World concierge, which is essentially a designated salesperson. But it's important to be very clear about what this is, what this isn't. Costco and its affiliates are not selling RVs, and they're not negotiating the deal. All pricing, all transactions, it's all handled by Camping World, and Camping World does pay a marketing fee to be part of this program. Costco is essentially acting as a referral and pricing framework, similar to how its auto buying program has worked for years. Now, the big question for RV buyers is, does this actually mean better prices? And that part's a little unclear because Costco and Camping World don't say how much the additional member discount is. And it likely is going to vary by model, location, current inventory, stuff like that. I don't really see this as a benefit. I don't see how you're getting anything out of it that you wouldn't be able to negotiate at a dealership. If you're shopping for an RV and considering using the Costco program, the same advice that you're always going to get applies. Compare the prices, understand all the fees. Camping World is sort of notorious for fees, and don't assume that member pricing automatically means it's the best deal available. And speaking of Camping World, we know now why CEO Marcus Lemonis stepped down at the change in the calendar year. He's now the CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond, where he was already the chairman, but clearly he intends to take a more direct role in revitalizing the once extremely popular home goods brand. Lemonis has also been ordered by an arbitrator to pay more than $14 million to business owners who appeared on his former CNBC reality show, The Profit. According to court filings in New York, the arbitrator ruled that Lemonis violated a 2021 settlement agreement that barred him from making negative statements about former show participants. That earlier settlement paid about 40 businesses $275,000 each and included a non-disparagement clause for both sides. But the arbitrator found that Lemonis continued to make public comments that harmed reputations, including statements suggesting former participants were dumb or had bad character. He was ordered to pay an additional $100,000 for each of three violations for a total of $300,000 to 47 different parties for a sum of $14.1 million. A Michigan woman has pleaded guilty to embezzling more than $2 million from General RV, one of the nation's largest RV dealership chains. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says 56-year-old Susan O'Hara of New Boston pleaded guilty to three counts of embezzlement and one count of forgery tied to theft from General RV's Wixom location. We shared this story back when it broke, but the guilty plea is what's new. Investigators say O'Hara used customer information and company computer systems to issue checks to an assumed identity, then cash those checks for personal use. She was originally charged with additional counts, including identity theft and using a computer to commit a crime, but those charges were dropped as part of the plea agreement. CampSpot, a campground management and reservation software program, released its 2025 year in review, analyzing millions of reservations across campgrounds in North America. And the report says that campgrounds using dynamic pricing, where the price varies based on when you purchase, like an airline ticket, earned an average of 70% more revenue. So don't expect that to go away anytime soon. Starlink has doubled the amount of high-speed data on its cheapest mobile plan called Roam, upgrading what used to be the Roam 50 gigabyte plan to Roam 100 gigabytes at no additional cost in most markets. The change took effect on January 13th, and customers don't need to take any action. The new 100 gigabyte high-speed cap applies automatically where the updated plans are available. Once users hit that 100 gigabyte limit, service does not shut off. Instead, Starlink now automatically shifts customers to unlimited low-speed data for the rest of the billing cycle. It's very low speed, but it will still support basic connectivity like email. Starlink has also eliminated the option to buy extra data by the gigabyte on Roam plans, except when using the ocean mode. Previously, customers could pay for additional high-speed data once they hit their limit. Now you just have to upgrade to the Roam Unlimited plan. Overall, I think this is a great change. The difference between 50 gigabytes and 100 is massive, and it makes that $50 a month plan more useful to a lot of people. Finally, fuel prices have taken a significant dip in the past 2 months, with a gallon of regular gasoline averaging $2.82 nationwide, down 6 cents from a month ago, but down around 30 cents from just before Thanksgiving. A year ago, a gallon of gasoline was $3.12 on average, and it held pretty steady throughout 2025 until this recent decline. Diesel sits at $3.49, down from $3.62 a month ago. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. Thanks so much for being here. If you got something out of this episode, hit the like button. If you want more, like it, subscribe, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.